Starting by Hashem Hilchas Ta'aruvais, Shir 24, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph. Now in this Sif we'll discuss the din that a Dova Choshuv, something that has importance, is not batal even in 1,000. Similar to what Chatricha Ruul Iskabed and Bria that we learned before in Simen Kuf and Kuf Aleph. So the source for this din is the Mishnah in Orla, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Let's see inside, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, a few lines in, and the Machon on the second wide line. So the Mishnah says, Tnan shal Rav Meir Omer, es shedarkei lemanis makadesh. Rav Meir says that anything that's darkei lemanis, anything that's counted, sold by number, not by weight, is makadesh. Over there it's talking about klei hakerem. By klei hakerem, two things that grow together that are aser. When it asers something else, the word we use is makadesh. So if something that's a klei hakerem is mixed up with others. So Rav Meir says, anything that's counted is sold by number and not by weight will aser even in 1,000. So Beis Yosef says, Kolemer oiser b'kolshu. It asers even a tiny drop, afilu echad be'elef, even 1 in 1,000. So the Mishnah continues, v'chachom ha'moymer, ein ha'makadosh, ela vav dvarim b'lvad. There's only 6 things that are not bottled that are considered a davar choshuv. Rabbi Kiva oimer zayin. Mekiva says there's 7. Ve'elu hein, what are these 6 or 7 things? Agoisi perach, nuts from perach. This is how Rashi explains. The perach is the name of a place. However, the shach brings that perach means that the shell is soft. Ve'rimayne badim, and pomegranates from the place called badon. Ve'chavi stumois, and sealed barrels. Ve'chulfei tardin. These are young beet shoots that grow out of the root. Ve'kulsei kruv. Or as the Gemara says, Kilchei Kruv, cabbage stalks, Vedelast Yevonis, and Greek gourd. These 6 things, according to the Chachomim, are not bottled even in 1,000. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Av Kiklis Yobal Abayis. Rabbi Kiva says, even homemade bread is also not bottled. Vitmalo, and on this Mishnah there's a memory in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Omer Es Chedak Limonis. Rabbi Yechanan said Es Chedak Limonis, as we'll explain shortly. V'Rish Lakish Omer Kol Chedak Limonis. And Rish Lakish says Kol Chedak Limonis Jenino. We learned Kol Chedak Limonis. So what does this mean? So the Beis Yosef explains that they're arguing according to a mayor. That Rabbi Yechanan says that Rabbi Meir holds Es Chedak Limonis. That Rabbi Meir learned Es Chedak Limonis. Meaning that only something that's always sold a number is not bottle. But something that's sometimes sold in estimation and sometimes sold by number is bottle. And Rish Lakish says that Rav Meir holds Kol Shedak Lamanis, that anything that is sometimes sold by number is not bottle. That's the Gemara. So Beis Yosef says on this that it seems that since Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rav Meir, so it must be that that's how they hold. So therefore the halacha should be like Rav Meir. And usually the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, and therefore we would hold Es Shedak Lamanis, that only something that's always counted is not bottle, but something that's occasionally sold by weight is bottle. The Beis Yosef says, this is how the Smag says in the name of the Ritzbah. But then the Beis Yosef brings the Sefer HaTshuma, that the Sefer HaTshuma holds like Rish Lakish. This is because the Gemara later says that there's a Tana of Litrok Siyos. They used to press dates into a block, and over there some Aser dates got mixed up in the top of one of the barrels. So the Gemara over there says that the Gemara in Beitza is going according to the Tana that holds that Litrok Tzios is not bottle, because it's sometimes sold by number. So therefore, the Sefer Truma says that we paskan like Rish Lakish, because this is how the Gemara learns over there. In order to explain it properly, you'd have to say the whole Gemara, which we cannot do it right now. But that's the Maaseh the Machlokes. According to the Smag, he paskans like Rabbi Yochanan, the Sefer Truma paskans like Rish Lakish. The difference would be by eggs. Eggs, at least in the Gemara's time, were sometimes sold by weight and sometimes sold by number. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, since it's sometimes sold by weight, therefore it's bottle. But according to Rish Lakish, since it's sometimes sold by number, it's not bottle. Then the Beis Yosef brings the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that only the 7 things mentioned are not bottle. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam paskins like the Chachomim, since they're the majority, against Rav Meir. And even though Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing in the words of Rav Meir, the Drisha says that they don't necessarily hold like Rav Meir. The only reason they're arguing like Rav Meir, even though it's not halacha lamaisa, is because from Rav Meir we see what the Chachamim hold. If we say that Rav Meir holds Esjud Darkei Leimonos. So we see that the Chachamim hold that even if it's Esjud Darkei Leimonos, it's still bottle. And when the Chachamim say these six things, they mean only these six and not Esjud Darkei Leimonos. And then the Bir Agua says that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Kiva over the Chachamim, includes Kikros Shel Baal HaBayis, even though the Chachamim is the majority, because there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, therefore the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva, that the seven things mentioned in the Mishnah are not Batal. Then the Rambam says later in Halacha Tes, that any place that something is Chashuv in that place is also not Batal. So why did the Chachamim mention only these? So the Beis Yosef says that the Chachamim were only talking about things that grow. And the things that grow, in those days, it was only these six things. But other things as well, anytime it's considered choshuv, it's not batal. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Dover choshuv oiser b'minoi. Something that's choshuv, that's oser, and gets mixed up in food of the same type. We'll discuss later if this means only minoi, or even ena minoi. But kolshu, it osers no matter how much it gets mixed up into. V'heim shiva dvorim. What's davar chashuv? Seven things. V'elu heim, and these are the seven things. Agoizi perach, the nuts from perach, or as we said before, with the soft shell. V'remane badon, and the pomegranates from badon. V'chavyois, stumois, and sealed barrels. On this, the shach says in Sifkat and Dalet that it's only if the barrels are big barrels, but small barrels will be bottle. V'chilfois tardon, and the beet shoots. V'kilche kruv, and the cabbage stalks, the Dlas Yevonis, and the Greek gourd, the Kikros Shel Baal HaBayis, and the loaves of the Baal HaBayis. However, bread of a baker, the Shach says, is batal. And the Shach says that it was only in those times. But in places that the bread of a baker is also chashuv, it's not batal. Then Rechava continues, V'chein Balei Chayim, similarly animals, Cheshuvim Heim, they're chashuv, and they're not batal. Aval Shad Dvorim, but other things, Aval Pishadakim Lamanis, even though it's usual to count them, which the Shach explains that they're, even though they're always counted and never sold by estimation, Habe'elu Oilem Mishiyuhim, they are still are bottle in the regular measurements. In the regular case of Yavish Yavish, Min B'mina would be bottle Barov, and Min B'ina Minoi is bottle B'shishim, and if it's Lach B'lach, you need Shishim in any case. So now the Shach says in Sefkot Hay that open barrels, even of Yain Nesach, it says in Tosfos, in two places, in Yevomis and in Avodah Zorah, that even Yain Nesach, if they opened a bottle. However, Tosfos in Zvachim says that by Yain Nesach, were more machmer, that even if the barrels are open, it's not bottle. And then the Shach brings Rabbeinu Yerucham, that says that small barrels which are open are bottle, and this is like Tosfos in Avodah Zorah. So the Shach says that he means either small barrels or open barrels are bottle. It's like the Tosfos in Avodah Zorah that if it's open even by Yain Nesach, it's bottle. So now, let's see Shach, Sifkot and Aleph. The Shach says, B'minoi, kol ha-sif hu loshon ha-Rambam, reish perik tazayin, mei hilchas ma'acholis asuris. This sif is a quote of the Rambam, in hilchas ma'acholis asuris, in the beginning of perik tazayin. V'chein kosa ve'isir ve'hetu klal chofei din yudzayin. And this is also how the Isir ve'hetu says, in klal chofei din yudzayin, the davko b'minoi, that he also says only b'minoi, that we're only talking about a case where the davar choshuv gets mixed up in its own type. But if it gets mixed up in eina minoi, it would be batal b'shishim. This is also how the Bir Agua and Sifkot and Aleph learns the Mechaber. So then the Shach says, Aval harav v'toris chatos klal mem din vav, hisik al ha'isa v'hetu b'zeh. The Ramah and Toris chatos argues on the isa v'hetu. U'pasak da'afilu sh'loi b'minoi isa b'kol shu. And he says that even if these things get mixed up in eina minoi, it is also in a kol shu. V'chein pirish ba'go le'el simen kuf aleph soiv sif vav. This is also how the Ramah says before in simen kuf aleph at the end of sif vav that even if it's ena minoi, it's not bottle. So the Shach asks v'tzorach iun loma lo higia kan klum adivir machaber. Why doesn't the Ramah over here argue on the machaber, since the machaber says it's only not bottle in minoi? And we see it from the Ramah and Toris Chatos and before in Kuf Aleph that it's not bottle even in Eina Minoi. So the Ramah should say over here that he argues on the Mechaber. The Nirus and the Shach answers, the Sovalei da HaRambam va HaMechaber lo noktum minoi el mishum do le mishkachas lo shaloi b'minoi. The Ramah holds that the Rambam and Mechaber only said minoy because you don't find a case of ena minoy. It means it's labdafka minoy. It's even ena minoy. But since there's no case of ena minoy, therefore they said minoy. Why is there no case of ena minoy? The hayyehe nikar iser. Because by ena minoy, you can see the iser. If the iser is different than the heter, I know which it is, and therefore there's no taruvus. V'nimshach acha hator, reish simen kuftes, and the Ramah is going after the Torah in the beginning of Semen Kuftes, Shekasap, the Dover Yovesh Shalei B'minoi, that what's the case of Yovesh Shalei B'minoi? Hainu kagoyin shenifrach l'chtichas dakos. How do we have a case in Semen Kuftes that Yovesh v'Yovesh min be'en aminoi? The case is where it got broken up into small pieces. Imkain, if that's the case of min be'en aminoi, Dover Choshev she'en nifrach l'chtichas dakos, a Dover Choshev which is not broken up into small pieces, because if it would be broken up into small pieces, it would not be called a Dover Choshev. So since we're talking about a Dover Choshev, it has to be that it was not broken up into small pieces. So Loi Mishkachas Lo Shalei B'Minoi, therefore we have no case of Shalei B'Minoi. Uvagosham the Kosev Dafilo Shalei B'Minoi in a bottle. So why over there in Simon Kuf Aleph Sifav does Ramah say that even Shalei B'Minoi it's not bottle? Since we're talking about Chaticha Ruli Skabit, and Chaticha Ruli Skabit that gets cut up is no longer Chaticha Ruli Skabit, so also you don't have a case of in a Minoi. The reason over he brings it over there is because of a bria. The Ayri Hasam Shinas Avu Bamorok, Vitavshil. The bria, Afobishil Kutana, in a betela. Over there you can have a case by a bria that it gets mixed up in a soup or in food that you can't tell where it is, and even though it's Ena Minoi, still it's not bottle. So in the case of bria, we have a case where it's Mimbe Ena Minoi. But over here, we have no case of Mimbe Ena Minoi, therefore the Ramah does not argue on the Machaber. Zero nirali b'das harav. This is how it seems. This is the opinion of the Ramah. On makal makim afshar lo b'mina oisa dover choshev b'kol shu. But lamaisa even in ena minoi a dover choshev is asa b'kol shu. On mishkachas lo shaper in a sarav shalo b'minoi. And you can have a case of getting mixed up in ena minoi k'mashu kasafti b'simon kuftes sivkot nches. Like I wrote in simon kuftes sivkot nches that over there the shach says there's a case that different things got mixed up and you don't know which one is the iser. If you have different things that get mixed up, and we don't know which one is the Isser, if it's a Dover Choshev, they'll all be Asser. The Lamaisa, the Bir Agua says that if the Mechaber meant even any Minoi, he shouldn't say anything. He should just say Dover Choshev Oisir B'Kol Shehu. From the fact that he puts in the word Minoi, it seems that the Mechaber holds only Minoi is not bottle, but any Minoi is bottle. The Halacha, though most Paiskim, including the Kavach Chaim, hold that Dover Choshev is not bottle, even in Ena Minoi. Let's see now the shachs have gotten bays. The shach says b'kol shu, klaimer afilu b'kama alofim in a bottle. When we say b'kol shu, we mean that it's not bottle even in many thousands. So now the shach says v'da. The isa b'shas perak basra d'avodah zorah. It says in the Gemara, in the last perak of avodah zorah, the dvorim hachashuvim ho asurim b'hanno, that something that's a davar choshuv, which is asur to derive benefit, im nis'arvu afilu b'elef kulan asuris b'hanno. If it gets mixed up, even in 1,000, they're all asur to have benefit from. V'chein muskam b'chol ha'poiskim, and this is agreed to by all the poiskim. Mihu, however, kosvu ha'toisus v'yivomis perak ha'ol, toisus and yivomis, and of perbeis, amud beis, u'bizvachim, and in sechle zvachim, v'shem Rishalmi, and the name of Rishalmi says, d'mutu l'machron l'goy chutz mi d'mei yisu shebehen, that even though you may not have enough from the whole mixture, however, you can sell the whole mixture to a guy if you deduct the amount of the iser. Im hu be'inyan she'ein lochosh shagoy yimkareno achakach liyisrael. But you can only sell it to a guy if you do not have to worry that the guy will go and sell it to another Jew. But if there's a case where we're not afraid that the guy will sell it to another Jew, then you can sell the whole mixture to a guy and just deduct the cost of the iser. This is also how the Rash and the Bratanua say in the end of Masech Zorla. V'chein Ubaguda Perak Haturuvus Ubenemuka Yosef Perak Ha'Oral V'chein Kosev Haran Seif Perak Kol Hatzlomim V'chein Kosev Perak Basra Davar Dezora V'shem Arayved V'hiskim Kain. This is also the words of the Aguda and the Nemuka Yosef and the Ran and the name of the Arayved, and he agrees to the Arayved. V'chein Kosev Arayved Bahasogus Perak Yud Vav Mimachos Asurus Den Zayin. This is also how the Arayved writes on the Rambam, in Perak Design from Mehilchus Machos and Suris, and because of Mishnah Shem Kosav, the Gamma Rambam Sovikin. And because of Mishnah writes that the Rambam also holds like this. So we see a whole list of Rishonim that hold that even though the whole Teruvus becomes Asaba, no, I can still sell it to a guy if I deduct the price of the Isser. Udeloikim bal migdal ois, shekasef sham dvarm ravim beloitam. This is not like the Migdal Ois on the Rambam who writes confusing things without a reason. Mihu, however, mashekasef ha-ravid ba-sogus sham, what the Ravid writes over there on the Rambam, dehu ha-din ditakanta de Rabbi Lezer, dehainu yolech ha-nor le-yam ha-melech mahani, b'chol ha-resurim, that the Ravid writes that by other resurim, you have another way out. There's another thing you can do with the mixture to make it mutter. You can just take the worth of the Isser, throw it into the sea, or destroy it, and then I can have a gnaw from the rest of the mixture. So the Shach says, Hu kadasa Rashbam, shehevi'i ha-toisvis v'ha-van shom. This is the opinion of the Rashbam. Aval ein kein das ha-toisvis v'ha-poiskim hanal shom. And those I mentioned before. Ela savalei, rather they hold the dafka be'avoyde zora shetefeses dom meha, sagi lo be'pidjon ha-ilachas hanaw le'yam ha-melach. It's only by avoyde zora that avodah zorah has a din of tefeses dom meha. This means that if I take an avodah zorah and I sell it, now the money that I got for selling the avodah zorah is also also that I derive benefit from. But that's only by three things. They are avodah zorah, shvius, fruit that was grown on shvius, and hektish. It's only these three things that we say that the money takes on the din of the thing itself. If it's hektish, now the money has a din of hektish. Avodah Zorah, it's also banor, so now the money you cannot derive benefit from. And shvius, now the money has a din of shvius. So by Avodah Zorah, even though it's also banor, we have a kula that the amount of the iser can be thrown into the sea, and the rest would be mutter. The leibah shar isurim, but not by other isurim, by all other isurim that does not have the din of tefeses tameha, halachas hanor, liyam melech does not help. V'chein das arosh, so if a perik kolat slamim, and this is also the opinion of the Rosh, the loika halavush ba'orachayim siman tof mem hei siv beis, not like the lavush in orachayim, shekosav that writes, gam gabi pas shenefa b'gacholi chometz, denirali desagi b'halochas anor liyam ha-melech, umutu b'hanor. Ad kan l'shenay. The lavush says that even by chometz, you can throw out the hanor into the yam ha-melech, and then you can derive benefit from the rest of the taruvus. The lesser. The Shach said that's not true. The loikaim elanhochi ala b'abadizor de tefeses domeha. We only hold this by Avodah Zorah that you can throw the Hanor into Yom HaMelech. By Meshach Safti Baruchayim Yishtim Tzim Tov Mem Zayin Ulekamon Simukuf Mem Beis Sivkot Nches. Now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says V'yesh Oymrim Dechol Dovah Shebim Minyan, that anything that's counted Dehainu Shedak Limno Is Tomid, meaning something that's always counted, Ein a Batal is not Batal, means not only these seven things but even something that's always counted is not Batal, V'chein Noigam Nis Dominik. So now the Taz says that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it should come out that eggs are batal. However, he says two things. First of all, the Shari Doiro brings from many people, and the Rashal also paskens, like with Shlokish, and therefore eggs should be batal. And furthermore, eggs today are always sold by number, and therefore, according to the Ramah, eggs are not batal. Lamaisi concludes that since Davar Choshev is not batal, it's only Midrabanan. If there's a hefzer, we can be samech on the Ramah that if it's sometimes sold by weight, it's batal. However, eggs today are always sold by number, and therefore they are not batal. This is also how the Shach says in Sivkot and Tes. Then the Ramah continues, "Hadu davar choshev ain't a batal, ain't a ela midrabanan." This is we say that davar choshev is not batal; it's only midrabanan. V'adz linon b'sveika lekula, and therefore in a suffix we go lekula. And the Shach explains in Sifkat and Yud that this means that it's a suffix if it's a davar choshev or not. Something that we're not sure if it's considered a davar choshev, we can be makel. But something that's a suffix iser, we go l'chumra. So then the Mechaber concludes, Kol davar shehu choshev eitzel b'nei mokon me'amakaymes, anything that's choshev in any specific place, kagoyin agoyzi perach v'remayne badon b'Eretz Yisrael, it's as choshev as agoyzi perach and remayne badon are in Eretz Yisrael, Ba'isim hazmanim, in the zmanim of the Gemara that was chashuv. So anything that is equally chashuv, hu oisir b'chol shu, what asir b'chol shu, levi chashivusay ba'isim makim or ba'isim zman, according to the chashivus of each place and each time. V'lo yuhusku elu, so why do we mention these? The only reason we mention these, elo lefi shehein asurim b'chol shehein, b'chol makim, because these are asur, even 9,000, in all places. And the same din is for other things in other places. means anything that's choshuv in a specific place is not bottle. Now let's see Sif Beis. The Machaber says, Balechayim shenusavu ba'achayrim, a balechayim that's aser, that gets mixed up in other animals, v'nishchatu, and it was shechted, batal chashivuson, u'betelim. The chashivus is batal, and therefore they are batal. V'hu shenashchatu b'shoigig. But this is only if it was shechted b'shoigig, but if it was shechted b'mezid, it's aser. So the Shach explains that this is only if it was shechted after it got mixed up. But if it was shechted before it got mixed up, which the Sif Sedas explains to mean that it was shechted before we realized that there was Isser in the Tavu voice, in such a case, it's mutter. So then the Ramah says, V'davka balechayim katanim, this is only by small balechayim, she'enem u'yom l'skabid l'achach shchitosam. It's only small balechayim, which are not really l'skabid, are bottle after they are shechted. But big balechayim would not be bottle. So let's see Shach, Sif Katan, Yud Gimel, V'davka balechayim katanim, Kosev ha-bach, yesh l'tmoya, t'bisimen kuf aleph, Sif Gimel, Pasak, the Bach asks, that there are more paskins in Siman Kuf Aleph, that filu tanu goilus b'nei tzasa b'teila, that a chicken with its feathers is bottle, v'kol chicken keves ba'oyu v'tzimoy, and certainly a lamb with a skin and wool on it is not bottle. But over here he says, small animals are bottle, but big animals would not be bottle. U'kaniret d'vidvorev soysum zeze. So the Bach says that it's a stira in the words of the Ramah. Akan l'shani, that's the Bach. So the Shach says, v'loi koshim midi, it's not a question. The cost of the Torah's Chatzas Klal Mem, Tzayv Din Gimel, because the Torah's Chatzas writes, the whole, the keves, ba'oyoy, v'tzimoy, bottle, that this that we say that a keves that has its skin on is bottle, hanu dafka mishim chaticha v'liskabit. This is only that, to say that it does not have the din of chaticha v'liskabit. So in the parentheses he says, v'tzal loyme mishim detzorch tikun gadol u'machusa maisa gadol, l'chashatiyah v'liskabit. The reason it's not called a chaticha v'liskabit is because it's a big procedure to make it fitting for a guest. So therefore, if it has the skin on it, it's not called chaticha v'liskabit. Avam makom mokem ena bottle mitam dover shebeminyan. But it's true that it doesn't have a din of chaticha v'liskabit, but it's not bottle for another reason. The reason is that it's dover shebeminyan. So Shach explains in the parentheses, kivan the choshev hu, since it's choshev, therefore it's called dover shebeminyan. De le'inyan dover shebeminyan lo'ichbas b'may de mechusa maisa. Because regarding dover shebeminyan, it doesn't make a difference that work still has to be done to it. If it's choshev, it's choshev, no matter how it is. K'lekamon klavon beis. So even though the Ramah says that it's not a chaticha v'liskabit, however, it is a davar shebeminyan. V'nafka minya imhu b'makam she'en moichon oisei b'minyan bottle. However, in a place where we would not sell it b'minyan, so therefore the Ramah says in Siman Kuf Aleph that it's not a chaticha v'liskabit. If you're in a place that it's not a davar shebeminyan, therefore it's bottle, and we don't say it's a chaticha v'liskabit. Adkan l'shoni. That's the Teres Chatas with the explanation of the Shach. V'chein kosa b'sayf klal men beiz, davka b'alechayim katanim, that only small animals, that after they're shechted, they're not choshuv, v'lehavi achok ha-chaticha v'liskabit, and are not a-chaticha v'liskabit, a davar shebeminyan. That small animals are not davar shebeminyan, and not a-chaticha v'liskabit. But big animals, although they're not a-chaticha v'liskabit, in a place where they're counted, they would not be bottle. That's why over here he says, only small animals that are not really l'skabit, but zolem l'chshivi are not choshuv. Im kein leiv davar shebeminyan. But big animals are choshuv, and they're davar shebeminyan unless except in a place where they are swallowed by weight. Ulal siman kuf aleph l'kosev the bottle, and the siman kuf aleph. It doesn't say that a chicken with its feathers is bottle. Elam itam chaticha l'skabit. It only says that it's not a chaticha l'skabit, but if it's a davar shebeminyan, it's not bottle. Makom akam l'inyan dina. And the Shach says that it's not called a davar shebeminyan if it's shechted. And the Taz answers from the Rashal that over here we're talking about that the animal is skinned. So if the animal is skinned, it is a chaticha v'liskabed, and therefore it's not bottle.